Mick and Anna for breakfast, and we've got a special guest.
We do. Sophie Barrack, hello, local Hi. Hobart girl. Now, you are one of the finalists, 13 finalists, in season 10 of Australia's Next Top Model. It starts tonight on Fox 8.
I know, very exciting.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
You must be looking forward to seeing your episode tonight. After all the work you've done, then you get to come home and chill out a bit and everything goes back to normal and then, boom, it happens tonight.
I know. It's been a long time coming, so obviously, yeah, all the girls are really excited, including me, yeah, to see the episode tonight.
It must be great too for all your friends at school. I mean, they must be all dying to see you on TV tonight.
Yeah, no, they've been hearing about it for a very long time now, so I guess, yeah, once it's all on TV, it's going to be great.
So filming started back in April?
Yeah, a long time ago now.
When did you actually first apply? How long ago was that?
I think it was September last year.
Really? So yeah, a full 12 months in the turnaround.
It's unbelievable. And how did you handle all the studio stuff and the standing for hours?
It was very tiring, obviously. But, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So I guess you've just got to lap it up as much as you can, really. Yeah.
And I imagine, I shouldn't assume that, 13 women in a house is going to be a bit catty at times, but, I was a teenage girl. Yep. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
How do you handle that kind of thing? Because you are all living on top of each other, essentially. Yeah. You're with each other 24/7. There's got to be, you can't get along with everyone. Was there difficulties in that regard, different personalities, et cetera?
Obviously, there was a lot of different personalities in the house. You don't really know what to expect when you go in, but the girls were absolutely lovely and just blew all my expectations out the window. So, I made a lot of friends.
That's great.
Really kept in touch and, so it's
awesome.
Been really good.
Yeah. So, no Barneys?
No.
We've
all been really good. We've all got along. Seriously,
So, how much time did you get to spend with Alex Perry and, the other judges?
Not as much time as I think it looks like, but we did see them every now and then, and it was really good to kind of have a chat with them. They were really lovely people.
Really? Alex Perry?
he's a bit of tough love in there.
To me, he's got an ego the size of Texas. He'd be pretty on himself, wouldn't he? Come on, be truthful. You're in Hobart. They can't hear you. They can't hear you.
Don't answer if you don't want to. Mick is not a fan of Alex.
Oh, come on, I reckon he's on. He's up himself, let's face it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a douche. Let's be honest. But Jennifer Hawkins and Megan Gale, oh my gosh. Megan Gale is one of those women that I think all women just admire because she's so real,
definitely.
And so you got obviously heaps of advice from these amazing models, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. They were really good mentors, obviously. Yeah, Megan, such a fierce woman. She's very scary to look at, but she's all tough loving, but Jen, she's wonderful. Very down to earth.
Why is Megan tough to look at? Because she's tall and imposing, or?
Oh, she's got just the big cheekbones.
Yeah, she has, hasn't she?
The big eyes,
She's like a goddess, isn't she?
Yeah,
you know that once upon a time she was in line to play Wonder Woman in the new Marvel movie that's coming out. They recruited her years and years ago, and unfortunately it just took so long to get made that she just got a little bit too old to do it.
She ended up marrying a Carlton footballer, didn't she?
Footy player. Stop it. So the goal for you, I mean, obviously you finished school in a month and a bit. How exciting. And then this is all happening as well at the same time. So what do you think you'll do, in the future as far as what's happening after school? Do you think these modelling doors are going to open up for you now?
Yeah, I would like to go to uni after school, but obviously this is a huge Kickstarter, so I'll take whatever comes to me. So in the months coming up, I'll kind of just see what work I can get and things like that.
Yeah.
So, that's a plan for now, really.
It could be fantastic. Like a bit of modelling through your uni could really help pave your way. We'll have to talk to you about a bit of work here too. We've got some work for you for sure. Well, we have, haven't we?
Local work's good.
There's always work around the radio station for locals. And also I wanted to ask, the initial process, I think I read that it's just something that people have said to you all your life because you're very tall.
Very tall,
You should be a model. They don't go, you should be a basketballer. It's always you should be a model.
Obviously basketball and modelling have always been the two kind of main things. So it obviously sinks in after you hear it a couple of times.
Of course.
And then you start to think about it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I've had it all my life too. Modelling there's plenty of gloves out there to model.
Yeah.
And was it with your parents, did you sit down and decide together that you were going to apply, or did you just sneakily do it one night?
No.
And go, by the way.
It was very initiated by mum, so she kind of definitely forced me to go do it, just kind of get out there, get myself out there, just in hope of whatever would come out of it, and it's obviously worked out pretty well, so thanks, mum.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
Can't wait to see you tonight.
So you're one of 13 finalists. It's season 10. 10. I can't believe it's up to 10 of Australia's Next Top Model. Kicks off. Are you having a bit of a viewing party at your place tonight?
I think I'm going to my nonna's house tonight, actually, just with the family and stuff like that.
So nice.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Fox 8, make sure you get behind our local Hobart entrant in Australia's Next Top Model, Sophie Barrack. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thanks, Sophie.